This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Laughing Matters. For Black Americans, humor has been a coping mechanism to deal with slavery, racism, prejudice, violence. Our next story explores when and how humor succeeds or fails as a way to heal within the Black community. Sam Riddell has more.
Many Black Americans believe that we can laugh at anything. 2020 has been no exception.
I joke about the apocalypse every other day.
We've had a pandemic. We've had fires. We've had an asteroid coming close to the Earth.
If certain people died.
Okay, I think that'd be hysterical.
That is me cracking up with some very funny people about some not so funny things. I talked to a bunch of Black folks about humor in our communities, starting with these two.
Ready for Monday night COVID football. Ding, ding, ding.
Pass it. Over here.
That's Rod and Karen Murrow of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. They're a comedic duo and a married couple whose show's motto is, nothing's wrong if it's funny. Their podcast finds humor in everything from coronavirus to violent crime.
A lot of these things are very sensitive topics, but we just have found a way to take our pain and make it humorous.
Someone being harassed by the police is sad, but if we also decide that the absurdity of racism and the irony is funny, then it is also funny. And our show is a lot of that.
So historically, we've used humor since we arrived here.
That's Corliss Outley. She's a professor at Clemson University and co-author of the 2020 paper, Laughing While Black, Resistance, Coping, and the Use of Humor as a Pandemic Pastime Among Blacks.
As enslaved individuals, humor has been a way to not only connect us, it was a way of hiding things from the master, all in plain sight.
Corliss says enslaved Black folks would embed secret jokes about slave masters and Negro spirituals, use clever sarcasm to avoid doing work, and lovingly trade insults about one another. Rod and Karen's show continues this tradition of Black humor in many ways. One of my favorite, albeit on the surface problematic segments is...
A game we play on a podcast called Guess the Race.
That's right, it's Guess the Race time!
Essentially, the hosts read a news article.
We talk about, like, sometimes horrific crimes.
A man stabs his stepson over unwashed dishes, police say.
And their live chat room audience writes in and guesses the race of the perpetrator.
I say white. Black man with a Newport dangling from his bottom lip. But daddy, do I have to? White.
The segment was inspired by a typical reaction Black folks have when watching reports about crime on the news.
They be describing it and somebody go, I hope they're not Black.
This kind of in-joking can serve multiple purposes. Corliss says humor among Black folks is a way to cope and to take back some power.
To control the narratives that were out there about us and to speak our truth.
We're saying we are messy, complicated human beings.
So I do be in my apartment here, like cackling aloud to myself.
That's Janicia Francis. She co-hosts the podcast Tea with Queen and Jay and is a fan of Rod and Karen's show.
Especially in this period of isolation for a lot of people, I enjoy when I hear podcasters laughing together.
Yes.
New York mental health counselor Akua Jenfi says that might be Janicia's mirror neurons at work. Those are neurons that fire when we do an action and when we see someone else do that same action.
I've used this in session with clients and starting just a fake laughter. And just like that, the mirror neurons in your brain firing to mimic what I've just shown you. So I laugh and then you laugh.
Black humor lends itself to additional shared laughter with inside jokes, slang, and common experiences. Here's Corliss.
People all the time don't get it, especially if they're not part of the community. There's a whole genre of researchers that actually look at it as a secret language in terms of linguistics.
Are there instances where humor is harmful and not communal?
Oh, absolutely.
That's Diamond Stiles. She's host of Marsha's Plate podcast and executive director of Black Trans Women's Inc., a nonprofit that addresses concerns facing that community. And sometimes Diamond feels like she's made to be the butt of the joke.
When comedians use like trans folks as punchlines, when they use gay people as punchlines, when they use women as punchlines, It's almost trivializing these type of really serious situations.
For example, a very popular Netflix comedy special.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray.
Dave Chappelle called the LGBT people alphabet people. That was one of the punchlines in his jokes on his comedy show. I didn't hear anybody calling before his stand-up special.
Now, Diamond sees the phrase alphabet people in digital spaces associated with anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. Dave Chappelle low-key created a slur.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened.
That's what you did.
But for Diamond, it's not so black and white.
I am a Dave Chappelle fan.
Dum-dum-dum!
So yes, I myself, not in public, make problematic jokes. I think everybody who is a comedian or use comedy as a tool in their work, I think it is your job to actually push our culture forward, not add to the burning flames.
Humor is a tool. It can be used to punch down and inadvertently create slurs. It can be used to punch sideways and embrace inside jokes from the comfort of your favorite podcast. But what does it look like to use humor to punch up? Here's Corliss.
Black people were using humor as a way to confront systems of power and getting individuals, particularly whites, to be discomfortable.
In the tradition of black humor, I'll leave you on an uncomfortable note. When I hopped on the phone with Diamond, I asked her what's made her laugh most in 2020.
I think all this COVID shit is funny for me because...
Now, Diamond herself has lost 6 loved ones to COVID-19. Yet, she finds irony in how the pandemic has brought folks of privileged identities to see the struggles that marginalized people like trans, black, and disabled folks face all the time.
How long have disabled people rallied for us to create jobs for them to do at home? I've lost 3 jobs and it changed the trajectory of my life and I had to figure it out without any stimulus checks. Because we've been doing this. Get used to it.
That story was reported by Sam Riddell.